This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. on Tuesday issued a sweeping new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory is likely to heighten tensions between the sides that have spiked since Beijing's imposition on Hong Kong of a strict new national security law in June that has already been met with a series of U.S. punitive actions. The new advisory warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations and pressure family members to return to China from abroad. The advisory said U.S. citizens traveling or residing in China or Hong Kong may be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. U.S. President Donald Trump will host a signing ceremony at the White House today for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al-Zayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the south lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that will also be formally recognizing the Jewish state. Hurricane Sally drew closer to the U.S. Gulf Coast on Tuesday morning, bringing heavy rains and surging waters ahead of its expected landfall as a Category 2 hurricane, with the chance of further strengthening possible. The second strong storm in less than a month to threaten that particular region. This is VOA News.